three guys actually died in Iraq since last Wednesday, and 17 in Afghanistan. Unless 30 get killed at a time when a helicopter is taken down, the daily numbers, when there are casualties, one, two, or three at a time, it's never disclosed.
This is Tom Ergo, a plumber from Ridgewood, New Jersey, who never stopped opposing wars ever since he did a tour in Vietnam in 1969. The combined numbers of U.S. casualties from wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, he says, have now reached 6278. William and Marilyn Lambert Fisher from Rochester, New York, are members of Military's Family Speak Out. Their son served in Iraq in 2004, and in his first week,
he was driving the fourth vehicle in a convoy, and the fifth vehicle was hit by an improvised explosive device. And when he turned and went back, the driver's head was blown off and other soldiers were injured. And this war, as in Afghanistan, it was not worth risking our son's life nor the lives of other people's loved ones.
It's not just the military, said Father Bill O'Malley of St. Anastasia Roman Catholic Church, as he discussed the congressional report on civilian contractors.
The conservative estimate on waste of between $31 billion and $60 billion and the $206 billion paid to contractors since the start of the two wars. Excessive reliance on badly supervised private contractors indulging vast amounts of spending for no benefit, quote, is the heart of the problem. The Pentagon and the State Department have sent more than 260,000 private workers to Iraq and Afghanistan, and the report makes a compelling case for the need to cut back substantially on the practice.
Joanne Draw's son was redeployed a second time to Afghanistan despite having suffered a hearing loss in action.
How much money are we going to be paying after the soldiers come home for the health care? What are we accomplishing in Iraq? We built the biggest embassy in the world there. What does that show the people of Iraq? Are we helping them? Our country's going bankrupt, and part of that is due to the cost of the wars.
Elementary school teacher Paula Roggeven, who co-founded the Teaneck Vigil, opposes the very concept of a war on terror.
They say there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We have to occupy the whole country. And what right do we have to put our drones in any other country? We killed an American in Yemen. Drones kill a lot of people beyond the people that were targeted. We're not supposed to believe in assassinations. That's not America. That's not America to me.
Jan Barry, co-founder of Vietnam Veterans Against the War, read a poem of resistance to all wars in true military style.
We are veterans against the war.
We are veterans against the war.
We know what we're fighting for.
We know what we're fighting for.
One, two, three, four.
One, two, three, four.
Stop the killing.
Stop the killing.
Stop the wars.
Stop the wars.
For the WBAI Sunday News in Teaneck, New Jersey, this is Fred Nguyen.